This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Hello, Jono!
Hey, Yanni, we're back.
We are back. We're on Living Life Single.
Living Life Single, Joy 94.9.
That's right. Where being single means you are never by yourself.
I'm so glad you said that because I was going to ask that. It's been a great day. We started the afternoon with cake.
We did. And you know me, I love cake. Cake is my...
I love the cake.
Oh, God, it's the best. Cake makes me so happy, Jono. So I thank you for buying that cake.
It's okay. I knew you liked a little bit of tiramisu.
It was delicious. I love all cake and just... Yeah, because just to give everyone a bit of... So Jono texts me. He's like, what do you like dessert? And I'm like, yes. Do you not know me? And I messaged him what dessert I like, and he bought me one of them.
I did. I bought Yanni some tiramisu.
It was delicious from a lovely little Italian kind of cake shop somewhere, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Amazing. Right. So what are we talking about today, Jono? Do you know, or do we need to update you?
I would like to ask you, but no, I'm joking.
Ask me, yes.
We are talking about exercising.
Yes.
Fitness.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I was thinking, I like to exercise. I also like to exercise with other people, but I don't exercise with other people. And I was curious to see what you thought. And I thought this is going to be an interesting conversation because... I like to exercise. I think you want to exercise, but you don't, right?
Sorry.
And Jono is totally preoccupied.
No,
he's so not focused at the moment. You know what, Jono? I'm going to let you do that.
No.
And we're going to come back.
No, after don't. I've got to explain. Now I feel I have to explain. Oh, no. We'll do it in a minute. Yeah, we're alive.
We are. We're alive.
Barely.
Barely. No, we're doing well. We're very much alive here in the studios at Joy and in this lovely building, which we've mentioned a couple of times, the Pride Centre here in St Kilda, which is fantastic.
There's something going on downstairs in the lobby this afternoon.
And we had some chats to people.
We did. We may have got some potential guests out of a little sort of rodeo down there.
A rodeo.
We even purchased a book and a coffee between us.
There you go, right. We supported the community.
We did.
Which is it's always nice.
Which was lovely. We've got some really exciting things coming up.
But also we're supporting the community, but we're supporting ourselves, right? And you know how we're doing that through Jono? Do you know how we're supporting ourselves?
Oh, by eating cake and drinking coffee?
Yes, yes, that's true.
Because being single means you're never by yourself? Is that what you're wrangling at?
No, I'm just trying to tie it to today's topic.
Oh, okay, right. I'm just turning up my headphones.
Which is
all about something that I used to do and I haven't done for a while, but it's keeping fit and exercising.
And exercising, yeah. All right, so... Talk to me about that, Jono. Why are you... Well, no, straight into it, right? You're just So just to our audience, he just looked at me going, why are you doing this to me?
Wow.
Why are you doing...
Okay.
No. I'll rephrase the question. Do you prefer exercising when you used to or when you do it now? Do you like doing it by yourself or in a team sport or do you like doing individual team stuff?
I like training.
You like doing personal training. Yeah, so you like doing it by yourself.
No, group personal training.
Group personal training.
So
yes.
Yeah, okay. I used to do it like F45.
Oh, yes.
And then
now F45 is that kind of...
You go, it's fitness, it's circuit training.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing it to like a timer. So within the hour or so, you go to different stations and you do a warm-up and a cool-down. And I haven't done that for many years.
Yeah, right.
The last thing I did was a version of that, but it's like that, but on steroids, and it literally is for it's literally for weightlifting, like Olympic weightlifting.
Are you actually taking steroids?
No. Right. But it was high intensity, and if anyone out there knows what it's called, I can't for the life of me remember. But it was like F45. It was group personal training, but it was just next level. So you were doing weights. It was just insane. I actually vomited the one in the first few. So I went to my car after, and I was like vomited in a bush. I couldn't. It was just so. It was more intense.
If we were a bit more advanced, I would be on the Google now and typing away, trying to find out what that thing is. But I'm not. I can't panel and type and talk at the same time. Wow. I'm getting there.
You're getting there.
I'm getting there. Did a very similar thing when I exercised too much as well, when I was doing a spin class.
Oh, I'd like spin.
And I had to stop halfway through.
Yeah.
And then I went and did what I did. And then I came back, and after the session, the instructor came up to me. She says, "You okay?" I go, yeah. I just had to go throw up. She's like, "Oh, that's really good. I'd love to do that, because it means that you're pushing yourself to the very,
what?
To the max." I'm like, "Oh, okay." This is a long time ago when I think... That wasn't, I think now that's probably not encouraged. I mean, if you watched The Biggest Loser before, they have no...
I need to go on that.
They what?
I need to go on that.
No, you're not a loser.
I need to lose something. Oh my God. It's like, whilst I'm Googling, there's things on here.
Mm.
It says tighten up. It's like it's telling me. I know. I need to do that. I can't remember what it's called. I'm just trying to look. I'll have to find it.
Yeah,
and
yeah. So you like
one.
A group training session.
What
attracts you to that, Jono? Or from a single slant, why?
Mm.
Why is a group training session
better than doing it alone
for you as a single person?
Well, I'm not motivated to go to a gym. I've signed up to gym memberships in the last 20 odd years, and I've not gone. I remember when I was in the UK, I went to a gym, and I really only went there for the talent.
Did they go there for you? Or was
it was like a sex club, more than a gym. There were the amount of pairs of feet under a shower curtain after a
really?
Wet. I'm not even joking. It was it was the Virgin Active gym in Leeds.
Oh my goodness.
And I'd go there because I was fit and young, and I
book
was
book me
like,
a flight, people.
I know.
Book me a flight.
It was beautiful. Then you go and sit in the sauna. It was just a normal. It was a straight gym. It was just a gym for everyone.
Yeah, right.
So I mean, I liked going for that. But then when I ever in Australia, I was really fit up until my 30s, and I was always slim, and I didn't really need to do a lot of exercise. But then as I got into my mid-30s to early 40s, I decided to go to F45 when I was living in Perth. And the reason why I went to that is because I'm not motivated on my own, but I like that group, that spirit, that, you know, the uplifting each other. And it's all about that. It's making new friends, not friends, but it's like your gym buddies or connections.
Mm.
And it's just more motivating for me. And then you can have a bit of a powwow with some of the trainers at the end. And I used to get on really well with the girls. And, you know, some of them are ex-dancers, so we'd chat about that. But it was just...
Because you can dance.
I can still dance, but I used to be a lot better. That's why probably I've always kept my fitness up until a certain age. But, yeah, I do it for the connection, the safety of it all. So I'm with a group of people.
Mm.
In Perth, I was doing it before work. So I'm not a morning
before
person.
Before work?
Yeah, I'm not a morning person normally.
Oh, goodness.
I was going for like a 6 a.m. class.
As a group session?
Yeah.
Doing what?
So it was just an hour, literally. Why is it called F45? Anyone could tell me.
Were you pushing weights?
There's not pushing weights. It's like, you know, stepping up onto a block, getting down, doing burpees. And then pushing weights and then elastic and dipping and whatever, all that. And lift and pulling yourself up, chin-ups.
Yes, yes.
All that kind of stuff. High intensity for about 45 minutes. I think that's why it's called F45.
Right.
But you do like a warm-up and cool-down, so you've probably had an hour there by the time you've finished. And then I'd be dripping, and I'd be like... And then I'd feel so energized.
Mm.
And then I'd go home, get a shower, and then get to work. And I'd be there for like 8 a.m. I'd have a little bit of bacon from the hotel.
No protein shake?
No, that was it. I'd have a coffee, a black coffee and a bacon from the hotel kitchen. And then I'd sit in my office and be ready for the day.
I have so many more questions to ask you. I'm sorry, Jono. And that was...
Abba, does your mother know?
Yes.
Does she?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look at us back-announcing.
Back-announcing and
who knows what you're saying.
No, I don't even know what I was going to say.
So before we had our lovely music, we were talking about exercising. And you were telling us stories of you were going to the gym and then you wanted to do group session exercising. Is that what it's called? It's group exercise or group?
The way you made it sound sounded like it was something a bit naughty.
No. It's just like...
You know, group exercising.
Group exercise. Like, well, what do you...
You know, it's high intensity group fitness.
Right, group fitness. That's the word I'm looking for.
Group. Group fitness.
Group fitness. So you used to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Now, as a single person, would you prefer back when you were younger, did you want to go to the gym when you were single? No, you just... right.
I tried. Because in the UK, I never used to drive. So yeah, I used to walk everywhere. Mm. So it'd be like, if I didn't get the bus and half the time I couldn't afford it, mm-hmm. I'd be walking like 45 minutes to work and 45 minutes home.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, walking every day that far, even mm-hmm. through snow or ice and rain, I would walk to work and back. And I really walked a lot, constantly, unless I really had no energy or I wanted to get the bus home because it was just a treat. But I would walk everywhere.
Okay.
And then on top of that, I did start going to the gym. So I was always very slim. I wasn't built or mm-hmm. like six-packy.
Yep.
I'm just slim.
So group fitness, you were saying before that you like it.
I do.
And then
you did.
Okay. So what, because we've been talking a lot this year around getting out of the home and because that's really good for us as single people.
Yes.
And I guess for you, what's stopping you from getting back into the group fitness?
Absolutely nothing. Mm. If you say that out aloud, nothing's stopping me. I'm stopping myself.
Yeah,
but
right.
But it's going to be really interesting if we do have one of our special guests on that we've spoken about, and we're going to talk about, you know, psychology and things like that in the future. Why or where I'm at still in my head.
Yeah.
I am speaking outside of the... I am speaking to my own psychologist.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm still trapped in like a COVID mentality. Like, I just don't want to get up and go out. I just want to stay in. And that must have affected me somehow.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
I don't think I've even covered this shit with my therapist. So, but that's what's stopping me, maybe, I think.
Mm.
And I don't know why. I'd rather just sit down, have a glass of red and watch TV than get up and actually go, no, I'm just going to go out and exercise.
Do you know what? It's funny you say that, Jono, because I feel so much energized getting outside of my apartment. And I love my apartment, don't get me wrong. I've been there for less than a year. But I feel so much energized outside of it.
Oh, really?
And this morning, I looked outside and it was sunny. And I'm like, right, I'm going to go and at least spend 15 minutes out in the park. I'm going to make that time. So I did. So before I came here to the studio, I made sure that I actually went outside, sat in the park, took my shoes and socks off, and grounded myself.
And connected with the ground.
Yeah, I was just like, I just need to do that. I want to enjoy the sun.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Now, that's not exercising as such, but to your point, I don't think you're alone in that. I think, I think there's this, but also being single, it is harder to get out of the house. This is what I think, maybe because it's our age. I don't want to make age an excuse, but I think like that plays a big part of it.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to cocoon.
Yeah.
To hibernate, especially now that it's winter. It's a lot easier. But I think from doing our show, Jono, I've realized it's not healthy.
It's not.
And I know for me, I always, as soon as I walk down those stairs and as soon as I open up the door that leads just onto the footpath of the car park, I just automatically take a breath and just feel lighter and happier.
Yeah.
And it's not that I don't like being in my apartment at all. I really do like it. But there's something about that I've discovered recently that I need to get out. I need to get out of the home, right? Not constantly, but just I need to do it. Especially even when I'm working from home, I've realized I've had to make that effort to leave, because working from home, I tend to just wake up, stay at home for the whole day. And I'm like, no, I need to now make that conscious effort to go for a walk.
To around the block or something. Yeah, I do that.
Just to get out, which we all knew through COVID, you've got to get out. But I think I don't know what it is, what's stopping us from doing that, but I will automatically feel better. So, and walking is exercise.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Do you go for walks?
Yeah, I love walking.
By yourself or with friends?
No, just by myself.
And do you listen to something when you go walking?
Yeah, we've kind of touched on this before because I know you don't. You like to sometimes hear the sounds, and I know the people that I've spoken to don't always have headphones in. I do. Sometimes I find that recharges me. So I get inspiration from music, and I walk around the block and I'll listen to that, and it just gets me, my endorphins going, and I'm like, yeah, like F you to that person. This is how I'm going to do that. And I get really creative, or this is what I'm going to work on.
Yeah, I do that too. And do you know what though? During COVID, I did listen to music. And I listened to Galantis' album.
Oh, nice.
What was it? It was oh my goodness, I've totally forgotten. It was Faith. Was it Faith? Yeah. And that got me through COVID.
Yeah.
I would go for an hour walk and I would listen to the whole album. And I did need it during that time. But now I kind of just do like to just soak it all in and try and get out of my thoughts, get out of my head and just sort of, you know, appreciate everything that's out there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
And making the effort to do so.
But yeah, so I don't even know what the question was anymore.
Well, I think we went off to a tangent, John.
This is what happens also.
No, I know, right? But what we'll do, we're going to get it back on track.
Okay, good. It's Living Life Single with Yanni, the main man, and me, Jono.
Yay!
The crowd went wild.
Indeed.
Because Living Life Single means that you're never by yourself.
Yes, that's right. Living Life Single, where being single means...
means you're never by yourself.
Correct, yes.
See, I got there.
You got there.
I got there. I always say because you're never alone, but no, it's, I always get it wrong.
You always get the middle bit. So you always forget the middle bit. Living life single, where being single
means you're never by yourself.
Correct. You always, but you got to remember where being single
it's
means.
It's my amygdala that has some sort of issue there.
She's scared.
She's scared.
Imelda.
Certain words. She's coming. She's never far away.
Our regular listeners will know.
Will know what we're talking about. Exactly. What we're referencing. And if you're not a regular, guess where you can go?
Yeah. Go to joy.org/livelifesingle.
Yeah.
It was all there. All the podcasts are there.
Yeah. You can catch up.
On joy.org.au.
You can do what my dad does. Listen to them while you're on the loo or while you're in the shower.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. I listen to them when I edit them. So I was just saying. No, they're on. We're also on where you get all your good podcasts. So Spotify, Apple, iTunes.
That's it.
Now, what are we talking about today, Jono?
Well, talking of, you may have just gotten in from here if you're listening, but you may have been at the gym exercising with your friends in the park.
Well, they could be listening to us. At the gym exercising.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could go and just de-zone and just listen to us in the background. You can do it. Come on. 5 more minutes. Keep running.
Those squats.
Get those. Think of Yanni whilst you're squatting.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, my gosh. But you could be there. So, yeah, we're talking about exercising and keeping fit as a single.
Mm-hmm.
And whilst we're on that, I've given a bit of background on how I would prefer if I was going to exercise, how I'd like to do it, and what I do at the moment, which is walking, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
And when I'm at work, I try and walk around Marvel Stadium
a
couple of times and get my steps up going by the train. I want to know what you do. What do you like doing, Yanni? How do you keep fit? Because you obviously go for a walk.
Not as much as I'd like to, but yes, I do. I do go for some walks. I like to keep fit.
Yes.
But I've changed my regime a little bit. So I used to go to a strength training facility quite often for about almost 8 years, I think, in a row. And last year I stopped that. I was like, no, it's just getting too hard. So now I just do push-ups at home.
Oh, wow.
Which I enjoy. And I bought a Peloton bike a couple of years ago. So I use that as well, right?
You use it, though. You don't just put your ironing on it.
No, no, I do use it. Although I've been unwell, Jono, recently. Yes. I'm much better now. So good. I hopped on it actually yesterday.
Nice.
So I try and use it, ideally in a perfect world, 3 days a week. That's the goal.
So it's like your own spin class at
home. Oh, I love it. It's my own spin class because I love spin classes.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I love them because it was like a nightclub exercising, right? Yeah. All the fun songs, all that kind of jazz. I don't understand the thing where people would go to make friends at the gym. I never understood, like, and I still don't. I'm like, I'm sweating, I'm tired, I'm dehydrated. Do not talk to me. Like, if I'm giving it 100%, oh, wow. I am done. Right. When I used to go to the gym, the instructors would say, "See you later, Yanni." I'm like, "See ya." And I would just be out of it completely.
Oh, so you'd hate something like what I was going to.
Oh, I just don't.
It's all high-fiving. It's like high-fiving each other.
I'm giving all my energy to what I'm doing, and I'm not going to high-five someone.
Especially with your sweaty palms.
Well, exactly, right? So that's why I was fascinated. Like, what? Because I actually find group fitness, right? This is my thinking. And out there, please, people, message us in. Please just email us at livinglifesingle.org.au. Sorry, livinglifesingle@joy.org.au. Yeah. Forget the must include at joy.org.au. I think group fitness classes are for people in relationships who want to escape that relationship, and that moment is for them.
Wow. Right?
Because we've got so much time that we've got our space, right? We're not escaping anything. We're probably going to go and make friends, right? But I don't want to be making friends in a group.
In a gym.
In a gym. No. I would rather... So for me, that's not for me. Group exercise, not for me. However, if it was a team sport, bring it on, right?
Really?
I do like a team sport.
Rowing?
Oh my God, Jono. I did try rowing a number of years ago.
Isn't that weird? I can just imagine you rowing.
No, I was so unco. I was like, just, I couldn't get the rhythm right, and it scared me. I found it really scary because you've got to, I kept on doing something where there's a word for it, where you don't row correctly and you don't lift it up. I couldn't do it. Do you know what the crazy thing was? I thought I'd be really good at it. I thought I'd be like, yeah, I can do this. I'm tall. I've got some upper body strength. I can do this. But no, I couldn't.
No. How about then where you do, the hurdles.
I'm not sure.
Where you run and you jump.
That's a single sport.
Could do that. You're quite tall.
I'm tall, but I don't have the flexibility.
Right.
But there is one group sport I did try at uni, and I've always played with the family.
Volleyball?
No, not volleyball. Have a guess. You'll never guess, but have a guess.
Snooker.
One more, otherwise people get really bored. And
oh my God,
quick,
how rude.
Quick.
All right. Okay, wait, cruising.
Well, it starts with C. Cricket. So I know, oh my God, his face, everyone. Jono's face just was like crunched up going, what the hell are you? Yeah, he's not happy with that. Indoor cricket. We used to play indoor cricket at university and I loved it. Well, I used to play backyard cricket with my cousins and you are boys. Like, stop.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Go on.
We used to...
Backdoor cricket.
No, backyard cricket. Backyard cricket, mister. This could be going to air on a Saturday afternoon, Jono. So just like, come on, keep it.
It's fine. It's still okay. It's still...
Yes.
Still
so PC. Backyard cricket. And then I played indoor cricket with uni. And I loved a team sport. But I don't do any team sports now. I've always done sporting for myself. And then even now, I exercise all at home now.
Yeah.
My push-ups, my Peloton. I'm like... I need to. So I want to get some kind of a
group sport.
A group sport, and so we had our guest on the other week, Jason, a couple of weeks ago.
Oh yeah,
and he does swimming, which is individual, but with a group. Did you not get that when he was explaining that?
What? I didn't know he was doing it as a group. I thought he was going.
So he's with the local gay swimming club.
Do they have to wear Speedos though?
They do wear Speedos. No. There are big, apparently there's a lot bit of discussion around Speedos in there. Anyway,
no,
yes.
No, I don't want to
see
that.
Well, these are proper swimmers. They're like, they're people swimming, Jono. That's what people wear. Cause
do they?
Well, because they're fast.
But do they wear the swimming caps as well then?
Well, I'm sure some people, I haven't looked.
If you're in Speedos, that's mandatory. You have to have a swimming cap.
Well, I reckon they might, so like their hair doesn't get wet.
Yeah, exactly.
But yes, so I would like to do a team sport, except I don't know what kind of a team sport.
I've got one for you.
Oh,
I think I've got one.
Do you want to tell me
it
now?
It is involved. Yeah, you can. You're still getting wet.
Oh, Jono.
Autistic swimming.
No.
Just like you could do shapes in the water.
No, I'm not flexible. And have you,
you
seen
don't
the
have
size?
To be. You're in the pool.
Have you seen the size of my nose?
That's great.
Yeah, it will drown. I will drown. I will literally be scooping
you
up
won't
water.
You drown because if your nose is that big, you can still breathe. It's like a snorkel.
No, mate, I can't. I can't.
So artistic swimming's not for you.
It is not for me.
Skiing?
Mate, are you serious? Are you serious?
You can ski?
I cannot ski. I will fall down and break every single body, every single part, bone in my body twice.
We'll have to think about this one.
Yeah, let's have a
What do you think Yanni should be doing as a group sport?
As a group sport.
We need suggestions. You can text or email in and we can reply. But you can find us on Instagram as well. Give us a message. Yeah, Living Life Single.
And Living Life _ single on Instagram. And
yeah,
Living Life Single at joy.org.au.
Yeah, I want to know. We've got to find you too. We both, so the story here, the point of the story is we both need to get out and start doing some group exercise.
Yeah. Let's figure out what that is.
Group activity, whether it's a walk, a jog, a light brisk walk again along the beach, or an activity like we had our guest with his swimming group. Okay, I'll think on it.
All right. You're listening to Joy. 94.9.
Yanni, the main man, and Jono, the small man, right here. We're talking exercise and fitness.
Yeah.
We are.
Yep.
We've committed to other things. We're going to go out. We still got that, but things have come up. But we've got to do something going forward. Joining activities. And I found the perfect one for you. Sorry to interrupt you and take over.
Yeah, that's
just standard.
Right. What? Tell me.
Have
I don't
ever
want to hear this.
Okay. So have you ever heard of hobby horsing? It is a sport where participants simulate equestrian activities like show jumping, dressage, using hobby horses, in brackets, stick horses. Hang on. It gets better. It's gained popularity, particularly through social media like TikTok. Competitions are held, often mimicking real equestrian events with judges evaluating style, posture, and technique. Stick a horse between your legs.
No,
Jono,
you really think I'm going to be trotting around?
See, he's already got it.
I'm not gonna...
You've got it. You even do the sound effects.
Oh, my God.
I saw you trot off before over to the other side of the building. You were just... Show ponying on.
I'm.
No.
No.
How about this one then?
Go.
Pickleball. What's wrong with pickleball? It's gaining momentum.
I could do pickleball.
They've got bars, like literal that you can get. Well, you don't drink, but you can go. It's an activity you could go with some colleagues or friends or cousins. They get pizza. You can go. It's really good. Apparently, I've been to the local court here. I never played.
No pickleball. Well, I've
pickleball.
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 All right. Well,
no, too much. You've got it. You're thinking. I thought it was another one.
Mm.
You call it Zumba. I call it Zumba.
Not Zumba.
It's in the UK. It's Zumba.
I'm going to hook you up with my friend
who's not a cousin.
She's not this one anyway. She's a Zumba instructor.
Right. Let's do it.
Yeah. I'm going
to
hook you up.
I'd love to do Zumba.
I will hook you up after the show.
I'm already like wiggling. I really want to start.
Now, Jono, quickly, we are smack bang out of time.
What?
I know. And it's that time of the day, that time of the show.
Oh, far out.
All right. So really quickly, what's been good about being single this week and what hasn't been?
Yeah. And look, if you're new, this is what we do at the end of every show. Mm. We do a sort of not so good and good about being single in the week. This week, and depending when this goes out, but I have been very lucky enough to score a spot as a top achiever, basically, with my full-time job in the entertainment
well
and
done,
sports
Jono.
Industry.
Well
but on their global trip, which is this time, and please pray with me, is in Los Angeles.
Oh, goodness.
So I'm heading there very shortly for a few nights. So that's been good. It's going to be a good experience if we get through the into the country. being something not so good, I don't know this. I don't know. I don't think there's been anything that's not been so good, actually.
Yeah, that's
I think
good.
This week's been okay.
Yeah.
How about you?
I am feeling so good this week. And I think I'm getting up every morning. I'm meditating, doing two types of meditations. And I'm finding it so grounding. And it's just setting me up for the day, the week. It's just, I'm just loving it. And I think being single has helped because I am not waking up anyone. I don't need to think about someone else. And I'm focused on this. I'm reading back to my books. I'm getting back to what worked for me a long, long time ago. I kind of forgotten. Not forgotten, I just didn't think I needed it. But I realize now that I've done it, like, it's so much better. And I think it's being single is helping me do this.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to think about anything else.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah, so things are good.
And no, nothing so not so good?
Nothing really about not being single this week. Maybe just a little bit of like, but at the same time, I'm countering that with the work I'm doing about catching myself.
Yeah.
So no, this week, nothing really.
Oh, there we go. There you have it.
That's it. All right, everyone. I hope you have a great few days. Next time, tune in. I don't
if you're not already.
I know, right?
But you can catch up on our podcast, which is over at Joy's on Joy's website.
Absolutely.
joy.org.au.
Living Life Single.
Yeah, correct.
That's it.
That's all what right. we've been doing.
Exactly. All right, everyone. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.